This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, greetings, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 33 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while some folks may call that a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, you have come to the right place. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. We welcome your calls, 844-236-6010. If you have questions about the longevity products or the longevity business, if you have questions about formulations, ingredients, a health challenge you or a loved one may be dealing with, we want to be your go-to source on all things health and nutrition. 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. If you want to purchase our True Skin Health products, go to truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. And if you'd like to purchase longevity products, go to criticalhealthnews.com, pharmacistben.com, or brightsideben.com. All right, welcome back to The Bright Side. We'll take your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. We have a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour, Dr. Soo-Hyun, I think she says it that way, Soo-Hyun Ahn. Actually, I don't even know if it's a he or she. Actually, it's a she. But she's the author of a very cool book called Demystifying Stem Cells, and she's going to be talking about chronic pain and how stem cells can be used for chronic pain. Her book is called Stem Cells, A Real-Life Approach to Regenerative Medicine. She is a biochemist. And she's also has a master's degree in nursing science, and she's an expert on regenerative medicine. We're going to talk to Dr. Ahn at the bottom of the hour, so we'll get your calls at 844-236-6010. 844-236-6010 in our next segment. I want to continue talking a little bit about estrogen, the hormone estrogen. So many things about estrogen that are important. When we think of estrogen, we think of a female hormone. It is not just a female hormone. It is a male hormone. It is a growth substance. It's a stress management substance. When we're under stress, we make more estrogen. Too much estrogen is an issue. Estrogen is a fundamental shape in chemistry. It's a fundamental shape in natural chemistry, the chemistry of plants. It's a fundamental shape in organic chemistry, the chemistry of synthesis of factories and laboratories, and plastics have estrogens in them. Cosmetics have estrogens in them, even though they're not called estrogen. Estrogen is a shape. Remember, chemistry is about tinker toys. Chemistry is just a bunch of different tinker toy shapes. If you do tinker toys, you can do chemistry. When you think of chemistry, it's all about the molecules, and a molecule is nothing more than a tinker toy shape. Estrogen is a molecule that is a tinker toy shape, and there are derivatives of it. There are little tweaked versions of it all throughout our natural world and our man-made world. So basically, we're swimming in an ocean of estrogen. And given estrogen's potent, super, mega, mega, mega potent nature, that's a bad thing. That's a big problem. Now, the body has evolved to be able to handle estrogen. Estrogen is handled very well by the body through the liver, through the bile, through the gallbladder, through the intestine, through elimination. through even the pancreas, through the entire digestive system in the liver. Estrogen is a because we grew up with it, because it's so fundamental to human evolution, because it's everywhere, it's in plants. We grew up with estrogen, estrogen super toxics. The body evolved a way of detoxifying, but that way of detoxifying depends on a healthy liver, depends on healthy intestine, depends on healthy pancreas, a healthy pancreas. It depends on a healthy gallbladder. It depends on a gallbladder. If you had your gallbladder taken out, you got bigger, you're at high risk for estrogenic issues. And it depends on clean bile. It depends on regular bowel movements. Fiber is one of the best things you could do to keep yourself from estrogenic health challenges, dealing with estrogenic health challenges. Plain old flax fiber. Every woman should be doing plain old flax fiber every day, making it in a coffee grinder, not buying it. But you got to grind it up. You got to grind your fiber. You got to grind your flax seeds if you're going to get the fiber. Flax seeds are super hard. You're never going to get any fiber out of it. You're just doing the seeds. But if you grind the seeds up, the fiber is not only awesome for having regular bowel movements, it's got nutritional value on its own. It's just an amazing, amazing, easy life hack. Organic flax seeds, $1.50 a pound at Whole Foods. Golden is better than brown. Organic golden flax seeds. And then, and if you really want to do it, this is what I do. I tell them to buy me a 50, I buy 50-pound bags of this stuff, and it lasts me 2 years. They last forever, flax seeds. That hard shell, it makes them impossible to grind up, protects the flax seeds, protects all the nutrients inside. The nutrients inside are super valuable. It's like a protein supplement. Now, flax seeds are about 30% protein. If you get as much protein in 4 tablespoons of flaxseed, 4 teaspoons of flaxseed, as you do 2 tablespoons of flaxseed, if you as you would in an egg, or more than an egg, like that, 1.5 eggs. That's a lot of protein, plus the fiber, plus the vitamin A, plus the phytonutrients. It's awesome stuff. Vegetable juices make great fiber. Vegetable juices are also powerfully anti-estrogenic, all vegetable juices, but especially cruciferous veggies. And if all women should be doing flax fiber every day, they should also be doing broccoli every day or cruciferous vegetables every day, slightly steamed with butter and salt. And don't skimp on the salt, by the way. Salt is super important for health. So anyway, estrogen can be balanced also. You can use progesterone cream. I'm going to be coming out with a progesterone cream here shortly, and I highly recommend people use it. I've been making progesterone cream for specific patients since the 90s. I read Dr. John Lee. I don't know how many of you guys heard of Dr. John Lee. He was the progesterone guru, and he wrote a really cool book back, I think came out in the 80s or 90s. I read it in the early 90s called What Doctors Don't Tell You About Menopause, and it was like kind of a cult hit. You don't hear too much about Dr. Lee or about his book, What Doctors Don't Tell You About Menopause. But anyway, that's where I first learned about progesterone and the value of progesterone. And I actually had several conversations. He's passed on, but I've had several conversations with Dr. Lee before he passed on. And I got to really understand how important progesterone is as a way of balancing out estrogen. Now, don't think that you got to have some full-blown estrogen problem to get the benefits from progesterone. Progesterone is just a really nice supplement. Progesterone has a relaxing effect. Progesterone has a building effect. Progesterone has a youthifying effect. It has a very nice general parasympathetic or relaxation kind of effect. It's not that simple, but it kind of relaxes things. Estrogen hypes things up. Progesterone relaxes things. Progesterone for women who are dealing with menopausal issues is invaluable, but also women who are dealing with PMS issues. It's invaluable, especially for menopause. Just unbelievably important progesterone is. And by the way, if you know a little bit about the sympathetic nervous system, the stress nervous system, the fight or flight nervous system, and if you listen to this show, you know we talk about that all the time. The symptoms of menopause are like a laundry list, like a checklist of everything that happens when you're in sympathetic overdrive, when you have a jacked up stress nervous system, sympathetic nervous system. High blood pressure, anxiety, insomnia, loss of libido, depression, skin problems, bone problems, these are all issues that have to do with a long-term chronic activation of the SNS, the sympathetic nervous system. You're not supposed to have the hot flashes, but because our stress nervous system is so overloaded, that's really where the problem comes in. We can't handle the hormonal changes associated with menopause. We go into fight or flight. The key is to get into the parasympathetic mode of functioning. right, we'll continue when we come back from our break and take your phone calls. 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs ensures he gets the best use of his mineral supplements by using Youngevity's Ultimate Enzymes.
If you start a nutritional supplement program and you find that you get loose stools more than you get any benefits from the supplements, there's a good chance that you're not absorbing the minerals. Now, here's the thing about minerals and mineral absorption. You need to have a functioning fat system. You need to have functioning bile. You need to have a well-functioning liver and a well-functioning gallbladder in order to get the benefits from nutritional supplements with minerals. It's very common that as we get older, we don't absorb fats, we don't utilize fats, and then you won't be utilizing or absorbing minerals either. I would be getting on the Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity. I'd be making sure I was taking them with all my meals.
To get optimal use of your nutritional supplements, order Ultimate Enzymes from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Back on The Bright Side, I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls this segment. We're talking to Dr. Soohyun Ahn. Let's say Dr. Ahn, A-N. At the bottom of the hour, Dr. Ahn is a stem cell researcher and the author of a book called Demystifying Stem Cells. a real-life approach to regenerative medicine. Stem cells are the most incredible things. A stem cell is a magic cell. A stem cell can be anything. A stem cell is a pluripotent cell. Pluripotent means it could be anything it wants to be. Stem cells, I sometimes talk about the wisdom of a stem cell. Check this out. A stem cell can be anything it wants to be. A stem cell can be a skin, it can turn into a skin cell. It can turn into a liver cell. It can turn into a bone cell. It can turn into a connective tissue cell. It can turn into a brain cell. It can turn into any kind of cell you want. It wants to be. It's super cool. It's pluripotent, means it can be anything it wants to be. Until it does one thing. Oh, another thing. Stem cells are immortal. They never die. They can be anything they want to be and they never die. How cool is that? That is a pretty cool cell. Pretty cool living entity. It can turn into whatever it wants to be and it never dies. Until it does one thing. Until it does one thing. A stem cell is immortal and pluripotent until it does one thing. And that is until it commits. When it commits, it begins to die. And there's a story there. There's a metaphor there. Commitment leads us to death. How ironic is that? Once we commit to do something, however, once we commit to do something, then we can be something. Until we commit to do something, we're nothing. We're nothing and we're everything. And then we commit to do something from a cell level or even from a macro level. That's when we begin to die. So we begin to break down. And that's what happens with a stem cell. Stem cell becomes a normal, an organ cell, a liver cell, and it becomes mortal at that point, which I call the wisdom of a stem cell. Hold yourself before you commit. Make really, really make sure you want to be a liver cell. Make sure you want to be whatever you're going to be, because that is how mortality begins, with commitment. I find that very interesting. Anyway, Dr. Ahn is going to talk about using stem cells for pain, and we'll talk to her at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls this segment. Let's go to New Jersey. 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's go to Jersey and talk to Rudy. What's up, Rudy?
Good morning. I hope you can hear me.
Yes.
I have a thing they call him formication.
I'm sorry. You'll have to talk a little bit louder and a little clearer.
Formication.
Formication?
Yes.
What is formication?
They say it's a nerve condition. It's like you feel like insect is crawling all over your body.
It's called formication?
Yeah.
Spell for me. I never heard that term.
I'm not a good speller.
Oh, okay. I don't know what you're talking about. But when you have the crawlies, the creepy crawlies, mm-hmm. There's a couple things you want to focus on. There's a very important relationship between the substance bile, B-I-L-E, and the skin. And when you have problems with bile, you're not clearing your bile's effectively, and that has to do with the liver and the gallbladder and the digestive system. Little pieces can deposit in the skin and can cause, it can be the source of itching, like crawly itching. And the kind you're describing. I'm not saying that's what it is, but that's one of the things that can cause that. So let me ask you a couple of questions. How old are you, first of all, sir?
78.
You're 78?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So are you on any medication?
I'm on blood sugar and blood pressure.
Okay. So you just general breakdowns, what you're dealing with here. I wouldn't be surprised. Both blood sugar and blood pressure issues can follow problems with the liver, with the intestine, with the gallbladder, all these areas that are involved with bile. Start working on the digestive system, my friend. You got to clear out toxins more effectively. And you might want to notice what kind of toxins are getting into your system in terms of food. It's a classic. I'm not saying this is definitely what it is, but it could very well be a liver, digestive, intestinal issue, gallbladder too. Okay? Especially if you have... Here's the thing. This is a very important point, Rudy, what I'm going to say now. I want everybody to hear this, okay? Rudy's calling about itchies, okay? And I'm not picking on you, Rudy. I hope you don't think I'm picking on you, because I'm really
no,
not.
I'm not thin skin.
Okay, good. Because I'm saying this with total love, and it's not just for you, it's for everybody listening, because we tend to think of our symptoms, and we're led to believe that we're led to think of our symptoms because then you can be sold something. If you think about the body as a system, it's harder to sell you a pill. Okay? It's harder to sell you a targeted, get rid of your itching with our pill, get rid of our itching with our drug, get rid of your itching with our supplement even, or our magic anti-itch formula. But you see, Rudy, you have blood sugar problems, and the blood sugar problems are now affecting your circulatory system. So your body is breaking down, and the itching is a sign of it. We got to build the body back up. You have to be a bodybuilder. We got to turn you into a bodybuilder, Rudy. You know what I'm saying? When you were young, you didn't have itching. When you were young, you didn't have hypertension. When you were young, you didn't have blood sugar problems. So we're going to reverse the aging process, basically, and make you stronger and more youthful. Not take care of your itching. God will take care of your itching. The body will take care of the itching. The cells will take care of the itching. The internal milieu, a biochemical milieu, will take care of the itching. We're going to help your body get strong. That's how you want to look at your symptoms, always. How do I get my body strong? If you have heart disease, you ask yourself, if I was young and strong, would I have heart disease? Of course not. You have arthritis? You say, if I was young and strong, would I have arthritis? No. Young and strong bodies don't exhibit these kinds of issues, so what we're going to do is get you young and strong. How do you do that? You stop with putting the toxins in, and you put the good stuff in. The bad stuff out and the good stuff in. I know that's simplistic, but that's exactly what it is. Bad stuff out, good stuff in. Hang on 1 second. Just let me say this real quick. Okay? In your particular case, you should be doing a food diary and an elimination diet right away. Okay? Always, that's your first step. Food diary, elimination diet. It helps to fast for a couple days first. All right? Get your blood sugar under control using nutritional supplements, the sweeties from Youngevity. The sweeties from Youngevity, you don't have to have blood sugar problems, by the way, to benefit from it, but especially if you have blood sugar problems. Ultimate Selenium, Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Eat way less food. I don't know what you're eating, how much you're eating, but eat way less of it. Food is not your friend when you're 78 years old. Food has to be treated with respect at any age, but it's certainly a problem as we get older. We don't need as much food. So you got to really control that. And then practice anything that you can do to activate the parasympathetic nervous system. That is the rest and digest nervous system. I would be doing slow, deep breathing every day, SDR breathing. Now, notice when your itching flares up, when it gets worse, and that's a good indicator for the specific foods that are causing problems. And don't forget fermented foods and probiotics and also vegetables and vegetable juices. Rudy, I want to get one more call in, my friend. I hope I helped you. Thank you so much, but that's a very important point. Sometimes we want to treat the symptoms, but it's really the system, not the symptoms. We want to focus on the system, not the symptoms. The symptoms are just a signal or a red flag or an indicator. They're the idiot light. We got to find out why the idiot light's on, and that's in the system. Elaine, you get the last word here for this segment. We got Dr. On coming after the bottom of the hour. What's going on, Elaine?
Hey, thank you so much. I have a question. I'm a little confused about, I'm hearing conflicting information on flaxseed, chia seed, that it's estrogen mimicker, and I'm confused if it's high in lectins.
Yeah, it does have lectins in it. Yes, all seeds have lectins in it. You should sprout your seeds if you want to get rid of the lectins. But yes, there is a lectin issue there, but the value of it is far transcends the lectin problem. If you don't have a lectin problem, it's incredibly valuable, and it is protective against excess estrogen. Call tomorrow, Elaine. It's a good topic. We'll finish that tomorrow. All right. Thanks for listening. We got Dr. On coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The UN Security Council holding an emergency meeting today after Turkey launched an offensive against Kurds in northern Syria. The attack coming right after President Trump pulled U.S. forces out of that region, a move that's drawn condemnation from both parties, who say the U.S. is abandoning allies. Thousands have already fled in the face of ground and air attacks. President Trump says of it yesterday,
"Frankly, we're getting a lot of praise from that decision. People are saying, could I sometime bring our people back home?"
About 800,000 electricity customers in Northern California now without power, as utilities say planned blackouts are to prevent wildfires as gusty winds blow across the region. 34 California counties told to prepare, and many do have generators, with local police warning drivers to beware of non-functioning traffic lights. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma. But all of a sudden, everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor's seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we are back on the bright side. I'm pharmacist Ben, and we're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7 at brightsideben.com. Got an archive page up as well as a search engine. And we have videos and blog posts at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. I'm going to be talking a lot more about the skin here in the coming days and weeks and months. There's an obviously important relationship between estrogen, as all women know, and the skin. Estrogen helps make the skin nice and plump. Estrogen is a swelling, has a swelling effect. Estrogen attracts water. That's why water, people, when women's estrogen is off, out of balance, they'll swell. It causes you to hold on to water, estrogen does, but in a good way also in your skin. When you're young, you got those juicy, plump cheeks, a lot of that has to do with estrogen. So doctors get this idea, and there's a whole political thing about it. I don't know if it's political, but it has to do with how we deal with our aging, how we treat women, what we think about women's aging. There's a whole, you know, we got to come to grips with aging, especially women, because women are led to believe that when they're aging, they're not valuable anymore. Men, it's not the same way. But everybody, once you reach a certain point, everybody's devalued as they get older. We gotta rethink this. Because we're all going to get older, or we're going to not be around, one way or the other. So we're not around, doesn't matter. But if you're around, we're all aging. That's just inevitable. So we want to get to the point where we have a respect for aging. And how about if we really appreciated aging, and we didn't treat it like there was something wrong? Think about it. Aging is not the issue. It's feeling pain that's the issue. It's decrepitude that's the issue. It's deterioration that's the issue. And we have come to believe that aging and deterioration and decrepitude have to happen together, simultaneously. And yeah, you're going to deteriorate. That's true. But it doesn't have to be accelerated. You can slow it down. There's chronological aging and there's biological aging. Your chronological aging, yeah, well, that's going to happen. Your biological aging, that's going to happen too, but you can slow that down. You can have biological aging that is much slower than chronological aging. That's the goal. That's the goal, is chronology versus biology. You want to age biologically much slower than you're aging chronologically. Time happens. There ain't no slowing that down. I'm 59 years old, and I'm not happy about it, but that's what it is. But biologically, you could be 49 or 39, and that's what we talk about on this program. We want to respect aging, but we don't necessarily want our body to deteriorate at the same rate as the years go by. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. Actually, you know what? Our guest is now on. I thought we would... If you're on hold, I got to get our guest. Apologize. We got a guest coming up, and then if you're on hold, call back tomorrow. We'll get you first up. Just tell our call screener that you were on hold. But right now, we're going to be talking to Dr. Suhyan. I hope I say that right. Suhyan Ahn. She's an expert on regenerative medicine and stem cells. And we're going to talk about how you can use stem cells for chronic pain. Stem cell therapy is all the rage lately, and Dr. Ahn is going to enlighten us on how stem cells work to deal with chronic pain and other health challenges as well. Please welcome Dr. Ahn to The Bright Side. What's up, Dr. Ahn?
Thank you very much for having me.
Yes, thank you very much for doing your work. It's wonderful work. There's such a dearth or shortage of good health information, and the more technical things get, the harder it is to keep up and understand things, and stem cells are a classic example of that. Stem cells seem super technical, super high advanced biology. So help clarify things for the layperson, what exactly stem cells are and how they can be used for health and especially for pain.
A lot of people mistakenly think that stem cell is something that can grow new things. Right? For example, we treat a lot of orthopedic chronic degenerative arthritic knees and joints. People think that when they get stem cell therapy, the next day or next week, you're going to grow a new cartilage and ligament. I think that is actually the biggest misunderstanding that a lot of people have. But that's not exactly how this works. The most accessible stem cells to general public is adipose or fat, bone marrow, and umbilical cord stem cell, and they actually work by promoting healing and a repair process in your own body. So they help your body work itself better. They help your body behave younger so your body can heal itself better.
So they stimulate regeneration. They turn on the regenerative processes or biochemical pathways. Is that
right, absolutely. So when we are born with a set number of stem cells. But as we get older, and as you were talking about before I got on the show, is that we gradually lose the stem cells that we inherently have, the ability to regenerate and heal itself. And because as we get older and mature, we lose these ability to do so. And because of that, think about it, when you get a cut, when you're younger, it heals easily, very nicely, and quickly. Uh-huh. But because we don't have the regenerative power as we did when we were younger, your wounds heal slower. And not as well, and that can be applied to any type of joint condition or any other condition as well.
Even something as simple as a shaving cut activates stem cell chemistry, correct?
That is correct, and that's very good that you brought that up. So most of these stem cells kind of stays in your body as something dormant, and they do not become activated until your body needs it, such as a cut that you got while you're shaving, or an injury, or you come down with a flu, right? Your immune system has to be activated. And stem cells just kind of float around, stays around your blood vessels until they're called for, right? And such as an injury. And
yes.
Then that's what they do by promoting a cascade of healing reactions in the body to promote the healing and the repair of it.
Now, I know you're a scientist and a doctor, right? And I'm a pharmacist. I'm a scientist, too. But let's take our healthcare professional and scientist hats off and just be normal human beings and just be blown away and in awe by the brilliance and the intelligence and the responsiveness and how set up the body is to take care of cuts and scrapes and damaged tissue. It's built to repair, correct? Isn't that amazing?
Absolutely correct, yes. And I think that is something that deserves more spotlight than, what
we currently
have
know about
in the culture.
Really, we only known about it for 30, maybe 40 or 50 years, correct, or longer?
40-50 years, yeah, that's absolutely correct. That's about the time.
Yeah, so it's kind of recent in the world of science. I mean, science moves sometimes kind of slowly, so we haven't really known about it since the 70s maybe, right? 70s, 80s kind of thing. So sort of a recent understanding. So tell us how stem cells are cool. They're amazing. They kick in the body's regenerative systems. They activate regeneration. How can we use them for arthritis? How can we use them for youthifying, for wrinkles? How can we use them for cancer? Or what is the relationship to cancer?
Relationship to cancer is that I think you might have heard of it. We're basically forming cancer cells every day in our body, microscopic cancer cells. But if you have a well-functioning immune system and your stem cell is strong and healthy enough to, basically get rid of it, we're always forming cancer cells and we're always removing them.
Hang on, that's a super important point, Doc, and we got to take a break. But I want you to hit that hard. That's very important what you just said, how cancer's coming and going all the time. The misunderstanding about cancer, and it's a source of great distress. I want to talk about that when we come back from our break. We're talking to Dr. Suyan An, I hope I said that right, author of Demystifying Stem Cells. We'll be back on the bright side right after this. Don't go away.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
On the bright side, I'm pharmacist Ben. We're not going to take your phone calls because we're talking to Dr. Suhyan Ahn about stem cells. Dr. Ahn is the author of a book called Demystifying Stem Cells. There's a lot of mysticism and mystery, I should say, about stem cells. Stem cells are pluripotent cells. As we get older, our stem cell activity drops, I guess you would say, Dr. Ahn, and we don't heal and regenerate as well. But there's things that we can do. I want to get into some of the stuff we can do, ways we can use stem cells therapeutically. But you were talking about cancer and stem cells before we went to break. I think that's really important. You said some really important things, especially the idea that that cancers come and go and the body is equipped to handle cancer. I imagine that has something to do with stem cells, correct?
I wouldn't say it has so much to do with the stem cell, but definitely if your body's stem cell is not functioning properly, your immune system is depressed, and it is going to have a hard time removing these stem cells that assault us every day.
Stem cells are extra important for the immune system, right? I mean, that's one of, because the immune system is constantly growing, I guess you would say, or developing, I guess you'd say, in response to the environment, correct?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, the stem cell, the multipotent stem cell is what we're talking to today, and they tend to stay dormant in our body and just hang out until a crisis or event happens. So, for a therapeutic purpose, it is really, I mean, you're talking about immune system. One of the characteristics of these type of cell therapy is that they are immunomodulating, meaning it has the ability to restore homeostasis of the immune system. So if your immune system is overactive in the case of a lot of autoimmune conditions, such as rheumatoid arthritis and lupus, it has the ability to calm that immune system down and bring it up to the normal level. And if your immune system is underperforming, it has the ability to bring it up to the normal level, really restoring your body's homeostasis. So that's why this type of stem cell therapy, the multipotent mesenchymal stem cell therapy, is really not recommended for people that have organ transplants, because all of these patients are taking immunosuppressive drugs to prevent the rejection of the transplanted organ. So if you boost up their immune system, there is a possibility that the patient would end up rejecting that, you know, transplanted organ.
Can you can stem cell therapy help prevent organ transplantation? Can they use stem cells to build new liver tissue kidney tissue or whatever kind of transplant they're doing?
Certainly heard and seen presentation, because I mean, organ transplant is not exactly what I treat in our office, but I have gone to enough stem cell conferences and meetings where doctors do present cases with the patients with who are on liver transplant list, or patients who are waiting for kidneys. They ended up being taken off the transplant list
because
their
stem
liver
cells
and kidney functions improved.
That, because of stem cells. That kind of makes sense, doesn't it? The stem cells could help make more liver tissue, correct? I mean, or kidneys.
Right. Whatever the cause of the failure is, I mean, it's just to make sure body behaves younger and restore it as well, too. And I have a patient who had it done for like a cartilage problem, and we took care of the patient, sent them back for an MRI several months later, and the radiologist and we all kind of chuckled at it, because he wrote it down as a mysterious new growth of cartilage.
Isn't that a mysterious new growth of cartilage? So how does this? So I have arthritis. I got rheumatoid arthritis. I got a condition I might need. I just want to take care of my wrinkles. Can you do dermatological or cosmetic procedures with stem cells?
Yes, absolutely. We do that a lot, and we mix PRP, or patient's own platelet-rich
PRP.
Plasma.
How does PRP relate to stem cells? And talk about PRP real briefly.
PRP is harvested from your own blood. It's spinning down and separated from the red blood cell. In most people, that plasma is yellow. And we can take this concentrated platelet to really inject and take care of any part of the body. And doctors mistakenly say that PRP is like a stem cell therapy, but PRP is actually stem cell free. It doesn't contain stem cells.
Got it.
What I would like to call them is a stem cell activator. So let's say that we have damaged the knee or shoulder, and you put stem cells in it, the platelet in it. They will put out a signal throughout your body that activates your stem cell and recruits to that injured parent.
Wow.
Part of the body. So
platelets.
Stem cell fertilizer or stem cell activator is what we call the PRP.
I love it. Love it. So wait, hang on. Platelets, for the listeners, are little plates, little tiny structures in the blood that are involved with clotting, right? Well, like when we have a wound. So it makes sense that the platelets, when you have lots of platelets, they signal, hey, let's start healing, correct? They activate the healing process. That's amazing stuff. So you like PRP? Have you seen good things with PRP?
Oh, yeah. We basically can inject literally PRP from head to toe. So starting from head, we use it a lot for hair restoration therapy, people who with hair loss.
Wow.
We do, quote-unquote vampire procedures where we can inject the back into the face. We can inject every single joint in your body. We have injected everywhere from head to toe, even TMJs, finger joints, wrists, the knees, the shoulders, ankle, plantar fasciitis. We also do a procedure called P-shot and O-shot, and can you think of where they go to? P-shot goes into penis for erectile dysfunction, and the O-shot is used for women who is suffering from age-related vaginal dryness, or it actually works really, really well for urinary incontinence.
Wait, so for male, for erectile dysfunction, they use PRP?
Yes.
Huh, that's fascinating. How about Peyronie's disease?
Absolutely, works really well in breaking up that scar tissue.
Wow, that's awesome stuff. That's great. So PRP for the listeners, plasma. Platelet-rich plasma, and they spin the blood down, and they get rid of the all the other stuff, including the stem cells, and they just inject you back in with the plasma and the platelets activate the healing process. Correct? Did I say that right?
You said absolutely correctly, okay. Yes.
So play, who came up with this? Do you know? Was there one doctor?
I don't remember who exactly came up with it, but I know it got its start in dentistry. The dentists were actually the first ones started using it for gum disease and bone grafting or implants, because they found that if they used platelet, it promoted like the gum growth. And the implants worked better, and it just really healed the gums better.
It's quite brilliant.
PRP has been around since early 1990s.
And makes perfect sense.
Tiger Woods was one of the first person to receive it for elbow or knee injury. Patients always ask me, if it's been so good, why isn't anybody doing it? You know, and they're quite surprised that it's been around since 1990s.
Well, I answer that question. Dr. Ahn, what's the answer to that question?
Mm-hmm.
What's the answer to that question? If it is so good and it sounds like a miracle kind of thing, mm-hmm. why is it not mm-hmm. everybody using it? Why is it not more known about it?
So I have a question for you, Ben. How long do you think it takes for an average doctor's office to adapt?
50 years.
What is the newest? Yeah, 15 to 20 years.
Yeah, no, I would say longer even, but yeah. Okay, I know scientific advances that I read about in the 80s are now becoming understood. Endocannabinoids, we studied endocannabinoids in the 80s, and now everybody knows about endocannabinoids. So to me, it seems a little long. You know what I'm saying? Probiotics have been around since the 70s, maybe the 80s, and that took about 40 or 50 years. So yeah, I know what you're saying. That's a very good point. So do you feel like in the future PRP is going to be much more of a well-known or fashionable kind of procedure for people to do?
Yes, I absolutely believe so. And the perinatal stem cell or bone marrow and the fat stem cell therapy, I think they're definitely going to be more prevalent. I really think as for the orthopedic profession of the orthopedic, we're coming out of the archaic age of drilling things,
bones,
and ligaments and spine.
Being more metabolic.
Really coming out of it into something far more beneficial and far less invasive for the patient.
Yeah, more metabolic, more chemistry. We're hacking into the chemistry more efficiently now as we understand the actual molecular mechanisms. This has been very fascinating. What's the cost of a PRP? Say for wrinkles, a PRP in your face for anti-aging, what would the cost be?
You're talking vampire facelift, the procedure, and depending on the area, that's going to be about $1,200 to $1,900, depending on what city you are.
Okay, so what will somebody see? Wrinkles completely gone? Will I see 10 years taken off? How many times do I have to do it to see 10 years taken off? What can people expect, and how long will it take?
I do confidently tell patients that it will take about 10 years off their face, and the best part is that it just gives you that natural glow and restores that rosy texture of your face.
In one
it's
procedure?
It's not just filling it up. Nobody's going to look at you and go, oh, my God, what the hell did you have done, right?
Okay,
it's going to be very rejuvenating. People look at you and go, oh, you must have had a very restful vacation, or that must have been a good night's sleep or something like that.
Dr. Ahn, in one procedure, they can get those kinds of results?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Hey, we're out of time. Dr. Ahn, that was wonderful. Dr. Ahn is the author of Demystifying Stem Cells, a Real-Life Approach to Regenerative Medicine. Thanks so much, Dr. Ahn. Best of luck with everything you're doing. Her website is drsuyunhan.com, drsuyunhan.com. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health.